we should only cleave to the parts of Hawaii that are good. Romans chapter 12 verse 9 says, love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. So we need to cleave to the good things. Yeah, we need to abhor the evil, but we need to cleave to the things that are good. Turn to Acts chapter 11 verse 23. Acts chapter 11 verse 23. The Bible says in Acts chapter 11 verse 23 says, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all with the purpose of the heart, that with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. So what were the apostles teaching? Hey, that people should cleave unto the Lord. You know what? We abhor the things which are evil. What did Paul say? Put away those idols. What did Paul say? Hey, you people are too superstitious. He didn't say, oh, I just respect your culture. No, he said, get these things out of here. Quit worshiping idols. Quit eating meat sacrificed unto idols. And so Christianity is not a respecter of culture. And so we don't need to be either. You know what we need to cleave to? We need to cleave to the Lord. We need to teach people to cleave to the Lord and the things that he teaches. The Lord is good. And marriage is good. That's a part of the culture here that you know, family is important. Family is an important thing. Having children is good. Those are cultures here that I think that we can respect. The love of family, even just the term respect. You know, respect goes a long way here on the island. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good part of the culture. Good food. Hey, I'm all for it. Hey, the book of Acts talks a lot about it. You know, daily from every house, they ceased not to preach Jesus Christ. They went, you know, from house to house eating bread. You know, they broke bread together. It is a big part of culture. And like in Hawaii, you know, amen. Like, I love that part of the culture. Their food is good. So, but the beauty of this place, hey, I get behind it. I just don't want to worship it. Okay. The kindness, you know, there's a lot of kind people here, and I can get behind that culture. I can get behind the warrior spirit. You know, I'm not saying beating people up, but I'm saying, hey, you know, if we could turn that into a warrior spirit for the Lord, that's a great spirit to have. Hey, we're at war, aren't we? We're in a war against wickedness. We're in a war against evil. You know what? We need to turn the culture to going to church, reading the Bible, praying, soul winning. These are Christian cultures that we should impress upon the Hawaiian people and in the Pacific. And, you know, quasi-Christianity did help the people of Hawaii. But in 2021, you know what Hawaii needs? We need more Jesus Christ. We need more true Christianity. And we need less island and Hawaiian culture. That's what we need. And so if we want to win the battle for the hearts and minds of these islands and the souls of the Hawaiian Islands, we need to reach the islands with the true gospel and the Great Commission. And the Lord Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Hey, you know what? All power is given unto our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? He said for us to go. He said that we are supposed to go and teach people. We're supposed to get people saved. We're supposed to get them baptized. We're supposed to teach them the Bible. You know what? That doesn't change upon the culture. We're supposed to do the same things, teach the same things, preach the same things. We can baptize people even better here because we got water all over the place. Amen. But that's the culture that we need to promote here.